इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
आई एम पर्सनली जनरली नॉट टू बिग ऑन मेकअप एंड येट देयर वॉज अ टाइम इन माई लाइफ व्हेन आई यूज्ड टू अप्लाई लेयर्स एंड लेयर्स ऑफ मेकअप ऑन माई फेस एवरी सिंगल डे। दैट्स ऑफ कोर्स व्हेन आई वर्कड एज अ टीवी प्रेजेंटर एंड इट वॉज मोर ऑफ अ प्रोफेशनल नेसेसिटी। But all around me, my cousins, friends, aunts and other ladies are pretty big on makeup. Not just me, we all have seen so many women sitting in front of the mirror for hours together to get their makeup right. And why just grown-ups? Even little girls want to put on a lipstick and try to look like their moms. And it is not an exclusive or a privileged sort of thing. I mean, you will find women from all income groups buying at least a lipstick, however the quality may be. Ever wondered who was the first to introduce makeup to Indian women? It was an oil mill. No, really. Well, I'm talking about the first Make in India cosmetic brand, Lakme. It started in 1952 as a 100% subsidiary of Tata Oil Mills. How they started manufacturing cosmetics is an interesting story. Now, by 1952, India was independent. Women had started getting educated since some decades. They had also started working. Of course, it was only a few percent of women, but still, they were going out of the house. They wanted to dress up. They wanted to look good. Now, the issue was that no one made cosmetics in India. You could always make kajal at home, but there was no company as such who would manufacture such products on large scale. And hence, Indian women of 1950s spent a bounty on buying cosmetics from other countries. A very famous story goes that a sort of delegation met Indira Gandhi and expressed their needs for locally available and decently made beauty products to her. Considering Indira herself was a young woman then, she must have somehow sympathized with this desire and she pushed Nehru to think on the same. Prime Minister Nehru was obviously concerned about the valuable foreign exchange being spent on the same and hence he requested J.R.D. Tata to somehow see if cosmetics could be manufactured in India. After some deliberation, Tata's decided to take up this challenge of producing indigenous cosmetics, though these cosmetics still needed to be of international standards. Simone Tata, the Swiss wife of Naval Tata, was given the responsibility to take charge of this company in 1964. As Simone Tata had herself said later, it was a limping company and somehow nobody knew what to do with it. Simone's European roots probably helped in steering the budding beauty brand in the right direction. She is largely responsible in making Lakme the household name that it has become today. The name Lakme also has an interesting story. It is named after the French opera Lakme. The name also sounds somewhat closer to our Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth. Although the Indian goddess of wealth is just about wealth, she has not much to do with beauty as such. Lakme, on the other hand, is known and revered for her beauty. So the name fitted perfectly to this young brand that was all set to make Indian women look more beautiful. Developing trust amongst its customers is a must-have for any brand. Lakme achieved this by creating a perfect blend of foreign technology and an Indian woman's needs rooted in her local culture. Their products like Iconic Kajal or Peach Milk Moisturizer are good examples of such things, rooted in Indian culture and suited for Indian taste, but bearing international standards at the same time. Lakme as a brand was later sold by the Tatas to another FMCG giant, Hindustan Unilever, in 1996. On a lighter note, Pandit Nehru did succeed in directing the money spent on cosmetics towards the Indian economy. He, however, seems to have forgotten to consider the Indian men who almost went bankrupt after all the classes of women in India were introduced to these cosmetics.